man, you're fucking crazy. I'm sorry to tell you that, but if you talk to people on the phone like that, you're crazy, man.
You are a motherfucker. You know that?
No.
Yes. Do you forget me? I fucked last night your mom.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
Let's hear it for me. Everyone give me attention now. Well, man trying to get some attention himself, apparently. Hey, people. I am Carlito. And we're back, Madhouse Radio. Thursday, 11:05:09, 10:14 p.m. I'll forget to send up my spam message that we're coming on the air. Now no one knows we're on the air. I gotta do that real quick. Hey, everybody. Well, thanks for tuning in, those who are tuned in right now. We're gonna be doing a show. I hope you're excited about that. I certainly am myself. Well, that's fine. I heard through the grapevine that Pindar had died. Pindar from the old KDK days, but he's online right now. That's kind of weird. I don't think Pindar died. I heard that Pindar was dead.
His computer is still on?
Yeah, you think his computer is still on? What was he doing? Muon generation or something for NASA and he got the cancer?
Yeah, muon generation. And then, you know, KDK, I heard, our boy KDK announced on air he had anal cancer.
Oh, anal cancer.
He was dead.
Anal cancer or colon cancer? Are you just calling it anal cancer? Because anybody can get anal cancer. If I have too many bananas, I've got anal cancer.
I don't know. That was the story I got.
I ate about 4 bananas and an orange.
If you run in the back door too many times, you may have to worry about it.
Gentlemen, I recommend if you're ever constipated and you're afraid of taking a suppository, you go ahead and eat about 4 bananas and 1 orange and you're good to go in about 10 minutes. Eat them in one sitting. You sit down, and the best thing to do, you microwave the banana. I don't know if you've ever tried this, but I used to do this when I was younger, when I was in high school. I used to take a banana, and you cut it into like a few pieces, and you put it in a bowl. You microwave it for like a minute, and when it comes out, you mash it with a fork, and it's really good. I recommend it. Try it right now if you haven't. Go right now to your microwave, microwave that banana, and mash it up, and try it, and tell me you don't think it's good. And then one time, I actually took it. And I would, for a while, then I would freeze it after I mashed it and everything, and then I would eat the frozen part. It was brown, and then I learned that you can actually, if you put lime juice, like a little bit of lemon juice or lime juice on top of it, it doesn't turn brown. It kills the, whatever that stuff is that's in apples and
bananas.
Yeah! Alright, folks. Prank calls we are here for, prank calls we shall do. I can't go on for too late because I have a test that I have to take. I'm going to try to take it tonight instead of tomorrow because I got plans for tomorrow. And it's due tomorrow night by midnight. I don't think I'll be home by midnight tomorrow. I'm going to be working all day. So I'm going to take that before I go to bed tonight.
Tomorrow.
It only takes me like... Oh, Milkman, you're hopping in and out. Try to redo your connection. Can you repair? You need to IP config, IP renew, IP config release, / format WC as quickly as you can. And come back and give me a report. We got numbers from Lonesome Loser here, the Chuck Wagon Restaurant. Resta, you rant. They're up in Sanger, I think. S-A-N-G-E-R, Sanger or Sanger, California. The Jackass Cafe and Convenience Store. Piggy Sue's Barbecue Restaurant. Wanker's Corner Saloon and Cafe. There you go, Nunu. Wanker's Corner Saloon and Cafe.
Barbecue.
Hi, Jinx. 24-hour towing. You know, I have fun with towing. Reckless is the one that has fun with towing. I was talking to him over the week. He did mention he's been busy, had an article written about him on the internet.
I'll see what's
the status. He's a DJ now. He's doing videos.
He was involved with that whole thing.
Yeah, I heard so too. But anyway, he likes, he's going to be joining us in a few weeks, he said. We're going to be moving the showtime. Milkman, did you know? I don't know. But we're moving the showtime to Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah?
In a few weeks. Probably not next week. I doubt next week. Probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I'll make that. We'll make a determination as to when we're going to do that exactly. And this is another, is there a better night for you, Milkman, or Tuck? Is this Tuesday at 8 work for you guys? Milkman, that's 5 p.m. your time. So,
Dude, I'm okay right now, man. I'll let you know. I'll have to talk to you a little bit later on here in the back room there, but,
on the toilet?
A major big time bite on the line, man. Yeah, I'll meet you backstage after the show, but major big time bite on the line, bro.
Milk,
doubling wages, man.
You're going to be getting a new job. Milkman getting a new job here, everybody. Thanks to Madhouse Radio.
Double the wages, dude.
All right, folks. So we got serious stuff to talk about.
Excellent.
The podcast is being redone. I was mentioning this in the forums, but I've been working on it all week. The podcast, you're going to be able to go to the website and subscribe or listen to prank calls and old episodes and new episodes and 3 different podcasts, actually. We're going to promote the Prank Call Only podcast. I decided to name it the Prank Cast. And I think it's important to know, as far as I understand, we were the first prank call podcast out there. We started doing it around 2005, as a matter of fact, was when I first started podcasting.
Absolutely,
prank calls.
Dude. And I was laughing at us.
When I first started it,
originator.
I don't remember any other. I could be wrong, but in iTunes at least, I was the only. If you typed in prank calls and podcasts, and all you got was like Madhouse Radio. So, I think but there's a lot of other imitators out there right now and stuff. There's some subpar, there's some good ones. There's some good dudes out there, like, you know, Phone Losers are really cool, and there's that one white guy that looks like he's got herpes, he's pretty good. And there's a guy with a beard from Canada, he's pretty cool. But then there's these kids, these Friday Night Kids. You ever heard of these Friday Night Kids? You ever seen The Milkman? These kids that aren't that funny?
Dude, I don't know, but I think we tuned in that one time we called and listened on that, like, line, and it was just terrible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They were terrible.
Line.
Yeah. Milkman, it was funny. I was watching Malcolm X videos today on my Google phone, on my Android phone, on my lunch break in my car while I was eating my lunch. And I decided to tune in to Shade 45, the Eminem's channel on Sirius, a hip-hop channel. And they were talking about some war between Jay-Z and Beanie Siegel or something like that. These two cats are like battling each other on the mic and talking about doing this and that. It's always bullshit that they do to sell records. So I called in, and I wish I could have recorded it, but I was inspired, and I called in. And I started talking, like, I started quoting Malcolm X, and I was talking about how Jay-Z's a house Negro. I was like, see, the problem is Jay-Z's a house Negro, and the house Negro used to come, and the house Negro lived with the master, and the house Negro loved the master more than, and they got, like, all, like, offended, because I called in as Bruce, and I'm talking, you know, white. I don't sound Hispanic or black, so they're like, here's some white guys calling in talking about house Negro and stuff. I didn't say the N-word, but I was saying house Negro and field Negro, and I was saying that Beanie Siegel's a field Negro, and he hates his master, and Jay-Z's a Uncle Tom, house Negro. And they got upset and hung up. I mean, they talked about it for like 10 minutes afterwards, how some things are inappropriate. And I don't even know who these cats were that were on there, but I think they're rappers. I think they're like legitimate rappers that have like an afternoon show. But I laughed my ass off, and I didn't get to record it, and I don't know if any. Probably, I doubt anybody was listening this afternoon. It would have been at around 2 p.m. Eastern time if you're listening to Channel 45 on Sirius. If you heard the guy calling in talking about house Negroes, that was me. It was quite an interesting conversation. They kept me on for like 5 minutes, and the guy was like chastising me. What the fuck? He was saying all this shit. He was like, yeah, this is what's wrong. Like, sir, where did you learn that? And I said, I learned it from Malcolm X. I was watching Malcolm X videos on YouTube. And then the other guy started laughing like it was hilarious. Like, he's like, all right, this guy is bad. He ain't that bad. And the one guy was like, no, this is what's wrong. This is offensive. Well, this guy's calling here talking about house Negroes. It's not about that. And then that's his whole explanation that made no sense. And he used a lot of different vernacular from New York that I don't understand. And usually when people in public talk to me like that, like black people, African Americans, when they talk like that, I usually just, you know, smile and nod politely, nod my head politely, like I understand them, like I know what they're saying. Usually, right? I mean, that's not bad to do. Sometimes ask me questions and I just keep nodding,
right,
and
yeah.
I, And then I'm like, oh, they were actually asking me a question. Oops. And I say, yeah. And I hope that's not a bad thing to say. You never know, sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, but the lingo of the kids.
Speaking of black people, speaking about the house Negroes and the house slaves and in comparison to the field Negroes, Tuck, you're on a cotton plantation and they just started picking the cotton, is it? I just got your tweet.
Yes. They're all picking the cotton. And
yeah, but you use machinery for
very
your
jovial as they do it.
Well, you use machinery.
Always are.
But it's machinery, isn't it? A company that comes out to your land out there and just does it with these big machines.
Singing hymns.
The machines act like slaves. Seriously though, did your cotton is
yes,
your
yes? Why? What's wrong?
Is it cotton picking season?
Yes.
It is? Okay. I didn't know when cotton picking season.
Aruda.
Well, it's not bad. It's getting nice and cool, so it's not that bad for picking cotton.
And you have the pictures up on the blog yet, but when they do, you get to see it, and you get the machines running across the fields and stuff, and it's
that's
a good
awesome.
Crop this year, they say. Hopefully, we'll know when they
check out that cotton gin of the devil white slave masters running it.
That'll be, I'm sure, over at TuckerMike.com. That's Tuck's website. Be sure to visit that, bookmark that, and subscribe to his podcast, which is non-existent anymore. I don't know. Is your podcast still awake? Is it still?
I haven't heard his podcast for a while, but man, he's got some really good classic radio stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Yeah, Tuck has good spaces over there. Be sure to visit his web spaces.
Yeah.
Right.
Check out
the
Tuck
spaces.
Site.
I updated the gallery to TuckerMike.com, and you can see the more updated artwork and stuff that I've been doing up there, and check all that out. It's very 420 friendly, you might say.
All right, yeah.
Smoke weed every day.
Hear that. Let's hear it for that. 420 right there. We're getting a lot of talk. And more Madhouse and Carlito news. That guy that came over here and sold my carpets. I forgot his name already. What's the name of that fat kid that came over here and sold the carpets? Artie, right? Yeah, he says there's some place called The Network. He keeps telling me, you're the network. I'm like, what the fuck is The Network? Like, what's it called? He's like, no, it's called The Network. I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, you should get on there and do a show. I'm like, all right. Has anybody heard of The Network? What's the website for The Network? Like, I ask him what it is, he never tells me.
There was a movie in the 70s called Network.
That's right, Richard Beale. Is it Richard Beale, the mad prophet of the airwaves? I'm not going to play that, because we played that way too much in a show in the past.
Yes.
Fuck that. Hunan Homes, Chinese restaurants also here. Noodle Shop from Lonesome Loser, Big Johnson Highway and Gas. A redneck guy. Here's a challenge for Lonesome Loser and all our other listeners. If you want to try to help us out tonight, find us a phone number for a cotton plantation or a cotton growing operation, and we'll talk about how cotton's in season and ask about their Negroes. See how many house Negroes they have. How many field Negroes they have.
Is there any relation to Eli Whitney?
Eli Whitney, exactly. Yeah, Brendan's reminding us. Yes, Evil Artie. Very good. Thank you, sir. Incredibles in there. He asks if I have a thing against blacks.
George Washington Carver.
Have anything wrong with blacks? I don't know. Did I say something bad about blacks?
He invented peanuts.
Who? George Washington Carver did invent peanuts,
exactly.
and peanut milk also, and peanut butter, and a lot and anything with peanuts. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, he actually invented peanuts. Yeah.
That I'll tell you who's really into peanuts is Sean, that crazy Sean up here in Toronto.
Sean Ward.
Peanut punch.
That's right. Hey, we should
peanut
do
peanut punch right here, right?
Let's talk later. Let's do prank calls now, okay? All right, prank calls now.
Yeah.
Oh, look, we got some Greek.
Oh, is that what we're supposed to be doing?
We got Nico's Greek restaurant. Also, oh, dude, let's knock these out of the water, son. Chuck Wagon Restaurant is going to be the first call of the night. I'm fucking balls out right now. I'm so excited about it.
What is everyone?
My fucking balls are out.
Balls are so mean.
Listen to my balls. Hang on. Listen. Yeah, those are my balls right there. That's how excited I am. Tuck, take your balls off. You too, Milkman.
Chuck Wagon.
Hey, what's going on, Chuck?
How's it going?
Hey, good. Hey, how many house Negroes do you guys have there?
How many what?
House Negroes or field Negroes?
What's that?
Do you guys carry house Negroes or field Negroes over there?
No.
Which one?
What's that?
Which ones do you have, the house Negroes or the field Negroes?
House.
You have house?
Yeah.
What dressing with it?
Ranch.
That's all? We got blue cheese or anything? You have a house ranch?
No.
No? No. Is it, which kind? Is it fresh made or is it like, do you have in the little tubs?
No, it's already made.
Is it Ken's?
Yeah.
Ken's brand?
No, I don't know what the brand. Cisco brand.
Look, can you go get it real quick?
Yeah, let me check.
I need. Hey, wait. Hey, listen.
Huh?
Hey, listen. I need to bring back because I need to know about the gluten content and stuff like that. I'm gluten sensitive.
Oh, okay.
All right, hurry
okay,
up.
Hold on.
Don't fuck around with this, man. Serious. Serious business. Also got numbers here. Let's see for Jackass Cafe and Convenience Store, which is going to be the next one that I call. So if you have any ideas for that, a place called Jackass, which is a cafe and a convenience store. Send them on down right now to me. If you're on AOL or Yahoo Messenger, you can message me. My screen name is Madhouse Radio. Send me a message on Twitter, twitter.com. My name there, I am at Madhouse. Madhouse on Twitter. No radio, that one. Someone else took it. KDK took it.
Okay.
I checked that gluten.
Gluten?
Yeah.
Don't see anything gluten on here.
No? Is there a HCFL?
HCFL?
High fructose corn syrup. HCFL. What is it like a big container you're holding, or what do you got?
Yeah, it's a gallon container.
Open it up real quick.
Open it?
Yeah, open it up real quick. And just like...
Uh-huh.
Smell, can you smell? I mean, do you smell, is it sweet? Or just taste it? Just put your finger, you can't put your finger in it, right?
Yeah, no.
Well, you got a spoon?
It doesn't really smell sweet.
No, but taste it. You gotta taste it, though. Like, I gotta know, seriously, because if I put that on my salad, if it's, you know, has gluten in it, I'm in big trouble.
Oh.
Like, I'd kill me.
Oh, on your what?
On my salad.
Oh, salad. No, I'm sorry. We don't have a salad.
So what are you gonna put this on?
We usually get this for, like, chicken strips or onion rings.
Uh-huh. Onion rings?
Yeah, onion rings.
Are they breaded? Chicken strips, are they breaded, too?
Yeah, the chicken strips are breaded.
But the onion rings are breaded also, then.
Onion rings are breaded also.
What else you got that's fried?
Burrito, deep fried burrito. Like a bean and a beef burrito.
And you fry it?
Yeah.
You dip that in the dressing, though, right?
You can.
It
or
tastes,
pizza pocket.
Oh, taste that dressing real quick. Just tell me if it's sweet or not, because if not, then it's not going to work out. I said that you guys were gluten-friendly, glutenmenus.com, like it had a review and it said that you guys were gluten friendly, so. But, yeah, but I mean, I don't know if it's the. It said that to check the dressing, that they weren't sure. It said not unsure, like it has incomplete on the form.
Yeah, on here it doesn't say any.
Well, I'm serious, I mean, could you just taste it real quick for me?
Yeah, I tasted it. It doesn't really taste sweet.
No, you did. Did you taste it?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, dude, let me hear it. I want to make sure that you're, you know.
No, I did. I grabbed this spoon right here.
And put it in your mouth. So, go, you know, like, I want to hear it.
Yeah, it just tastes like tangy.
Yeah?
To me, it tastes tangy.
Salty?
Yeah.
Like protein?
Yeah.
In your mouth? You like it?
No. Anything else?
Do that to you?
Huh?
I do that to you? Because no. I've been here touching it. I've been here touching it and making you eat that, so I think it's like sperm, like my sperm.
Did you want to order anything or what?
No, because I was touching myself. And I'll pretend, like, I wanted you to do it so, like, you could pretend it's like, you know, I beat in your mouth. Beat.
Alright.
Beat.
Anything else?
Beat.
Is that it?
I do in your mouth, I'm like, beat, like that.
Alright, have a good night.
Beat. Once we're getting him off the phone.
You sounded rather intrigued there.
He's like, yeah, it's a kind of thing. That's why I took it that way. He sounded
yeah,
all
like
good.
That.
Okay.
I like that. That sounds flashy.
Alright, well, whatever.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
Take a look here. Numbers coming in from Chris Ellerbeck.
Hi.
Robert
ATM for you.
Sending a number for Robert L. Wanker. Oop, knocked the phone off the fucking hook. I gotta turn off the ringer here. Forgot to turn off the ringer at the beginning of the show. You'll hear the ringer all night if I don't turn it off now. There we go. Off. Okay. Put some music here. Play some Run DMC. Number for Robert Wanker, an adult bookstore in Wanker's County store. Coming from Chris. Thank you, Chris.
That's where Nunu works. I believe that's a cousin of his, actually.
Probably.
He's from Wankershire, England, you know.
Yeah. Brendan was advising us to get him to eat the whole bottle. I was trying to get him to make smacking noises on the mouth. That was my fucking goal there. It didn't work out. C-Royal just figuring out that I'm Puerto Rican, apparently. Incredible, yes, has been working with Apple for quite some time. He was advising me on the podcast back when I was having trouble. And I still am having trouble with it, but it's just about fixed. Anyway, what I was saying, like, you'll be able to go to the website. And you'll go to a certain section, and right there, every single episode is uploaded automatically with a player right there for you and a link for you to download it and a synopsis and a special picture for each episode, and it's going to be really easy to do, and it's basically linked to the podcast. It's going to be pretty tight. I'm pretty excited about it. I have it, like, in a temporary link, so no one can really find it. I'm just fine-tuning it. I wanted to look good by the time it's ready. So there'll be one for the prank calls only, and which a lot of people like. And then we're going to have one for the episodes. And that's it, just episodes, no prank calls. So we got people of both flavors, or you can have them both, or if you just like prank calls. A lot of people just like the prank calls. We got a lot of people that just want prank calls, and hey, that's fine. That's
some
all.
Some people just like the phone on their beer, you know?
Podcast too?
The classic podcasts are not going to be, there's going to be a separate feed for it. I'm not going to promote it or anything, but it's going to be on the website. You can go to the website. And then I got the hard drive. I should be getting the hard drive tomorrow to put the station back up 24/7, the one that we're broadcasting on now. And then all those episodes all right. will be up back on there too. They're going to be going back to 2005, like every single episode that we've had. So. And I'll remove them as necessary.
That is sweet.
Yeah, I figure. And I'm all for the pranks in there, and I got Jen Stewart pranks in there also. That's going to be in that.
Cool.
And that's it. I could take out the Jen Stewart prank. I'm going to see if I can get with Hollywood. Hollywood has a lot of his own pranks. I'm going to see if I can get an agreement. Maybe we can put him on there. That might be nice.
Yeah, that'd be cool. He's got some good shit, man.
I'll give it to Zola. Maybe Zola will give me a few that he thinks he'd like to be on there or something. If he wants. He's a friend of the Madhouse show. He's not going to be on until January, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I got to take a drink of something here. Give me a second, please. Get some tea. Yeah, much better. Brennan, awesome 24 hours of the Madhouse. Yeah, I know, it was fun. We had quite a few people, like, in the afternoons. A lot of people were tuning in. I was quite happy with it. But, of course, that went by the wayside a few months ago. Credible likes Crazy Fucker. Yeah, I was thinking about trying to go in there, just edit out Crazy Fucker audio and start putting that by itself, because some of that shit's fucking hilarious. You just see rambles for so fucking long.
Maybe, like, make certain episodes, you know, like a one episode of this week will be like all Crazy Fucker ranting.
Oh, God.
And do it in installments.
Yeah, because a lot of times, there were times where he'd be out for over a half hour. Like, he'd call in for like half hour later, he's still fucking
ranting. Rant would be like a whole episode.
And just go.
Yeah. We could definitely get a whole.
Hey, Facebook, how you doing? And just let him talk and not say a word.
We could do a whole season of that. Jackass.
Ace is a convenience store?
Yes, it is.
You guys carry toiletries?
Toiletries, like toilet paper and such?
No, like stuff to get clean.
Yeah, we got a little...
I need something for the bottom of my fingernails. I got some DNA and stuff in it I got to get rid of.
Yeah, we got some hygiene products.
Touching stuff and... ugh. You guys have hand sanitizer?
I believe so.
Rubber gloves?
Well, I don't know if we have rubber gloves, but I know we got hand sanitizer.
You guys don't use... You're supposed to use gloves over there with the food and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so can you help me up with some of them gloves?
All right.
All right.
Who is this?
This is Valente. Look at you. I need you to hook me up with some rubber gloves and stuff. And hand sanitizer. Because I know you got your own private hand sanitizer in the back, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, so break me off some of that hand sanitizer. And some rubber gloves and stuff. You guys got funnels there to put gasoline in the car?
That I don't know if we have any.
Like, what if I need oil and shit in my car? You guys got funnel I can use?
We don't have a funnel ourselves.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What else you got there that's important? You got a microwave?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let me get that.
What's that?
Let me get that.
You get a microwave?
Well, I'll just use it for a little bit. I was going to
use
it.
Yeah, we got two microwaves here. I mean, haven't you been here before?
I'm going to put, I'm going to put a bowl of water with white rice in it, and I think it takes, 20 minutes or something. Like, how many quarts is it?
How many quarts is it for
is
what?
Is it eight quart size microwave or 10 quarts?
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, check the ounces on it. It says in the front, always, by the buttons.
We got Deli Express microwaves here, man. It doesn't say anything about quarts.
It doesn't say in the front how many quarts it holds? How many ounces then, do you know? Any clue?
Why don't you just come on in and use them, man, if that's what, you know.
No, but I gotta know how much the rice to want. I need water and rice, you know, I gotta bring the bowl, too. Like, the bowl's gotta fit in there, sir.
Okay.
All right, but you gonna let me use the microwave for about 30 minutes in a funnel?
Well, if, I don't care if you use the microwave, that's what they're here for.
No, but I'm saying, I just don't want, it's gonna be like 30 minutes, I don't want anybody giving me any of that stuff, you know. Like, no, I don't want any, you know, I don't want to say bad words and stuff, I don't want any shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, we clean them every day, you know. They can stay clean.
No, I know they're clean. I know your people clean. I just don't want people over there saying, oh, this guy over here, 30 minutes in the microwave, 30 minutes, you know.
Yeah, I have no problem with you using their microwaves. Just, you know, come in and use them. I don't know what else to tell you.
Put a soda can in the microwave, too.
Yeah, go ahead and put a soda can in the microwave and watch it out of the microwave.
What do you think will happen? You think the can will explode? What do you think will damage itself first? Do you think the can will
explode? I tell you what, if you put a soda can in there, you'd be paying for the microwave, too.
I'm paying shit. You said I could use it for 30 minutes.
Yeah, you ain't going to be, you know, putting aluminum or anything in my microwave.
I'm going to put a soda can in it. When you're not looking, I'm going to turn it on.
Okay, go ahead.
So what are you going to, you think I won't do it? I'll do it. I'll do it, too, bitch. I want a microwave of soda can. You think there's a YouTube video of that? Let's look for it. Hang on. I want to take a look, as a matter of fact, now, because if I don't do it now, I'll forget about it. I'll forget about it. And we'll never find out. Listen to this creepy message that Incredible Kid left us.
Hey, what's going on? This is Incredible. I love the show. Just wanted to give you a call and say I'll be tuning in tonight at 10 o'clock. And I'll be sure to check out your show and your pranks. So if you need any help, or if you guys got any special things going on, give me a call. Let's go. All right, then. Carlito. Little Ben.
Thank you, creepy guy. All right, we got breaking news. I did find a video of a microwave.
I like that, man.
I know this is going to be, this is not going to be good radio, but I really want to watch this. It's got four, it's got one, two, it's got 4.5 stars on YouTube. It's got 242,000 views, and it says, is it a good idea to microwave a can of soda? So I'm going to watch this. You guys,
I'm
let's see,
see what happens. Stuff. Is it a good idea to microwave this?
That's an awesome show. All right, so, and this is 5 minutes and 59 seconds long, though, so I hope they get to the action. I'll try, I know, look, guys, if it gets boring, deal with it. I need to see this. I'm going to put See if I can post a link in the chat room for those of you who are in the chat room. If you're not, you should be in the chat room right now.
You can hear your microwave sounds for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm saying, I know it's bad radio, but guys, come on. It's a fucking microwave. You know? Fuck.
Beep, beep.
Hold on. I had a relative that did something like that. I had a relative that put a glass jar with the lid on tight.
Ooh, really? The
thing blew up.
Really? Yeah, you think, because a lot of the pressure.
The glass came right out.
Yeah. Dude, I saw on 20. I know I make that joke a lot.
In the side of the microwave.
I know I make that joke a lot all the time. Oh, I saw on 2020, you know, when we do prank calls. But literally on 2020 once, I saw that you could take water, and if you boil it, if you put it in a glass container that was really clean, and it did this thing called flash boiling, where it got to the boiling point, but there was never anything on the surface to break it up, you know, like an impurity to break it up to start the boiling process where all the bubbles create. So if you take it out and you stick a metal spoon in it, it just explodes right in your face. Like I was called flash boil or something. And they said like the best thing to do is like if you ever microwave water by itself, never put metal or anything in it, shake it a little bit first, or it'll, you know, it could flash boil or something. That was fucking nuts. And literally, I saw that in 2020. We need to get the prank calls.
Cans of water.
Cans of
water. How long, though?
I don't know. Let's see. Microwave steam bomb, wine bottle. And then someone did it with wine here. Someone microwaved a sealed water bottle on one here, apparently. Is it an LED spray paint can? Gun caps? A Wiimote? There's a lot of microwaving stuff in here, you know? It's like the blending thing. I never thought. I'm going to check that out. That sounds kind of cool. You can get a microwave for like, you know, I don't know. You can probably get a microwave for like $20 somewhere, right? The dollar store? I think Milkman has a few of them in his house. He's going to build to the walls.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You come right here, man. Eat a masake.
All right, let's call Piggy Sue's. Piggy Sue's Barbecue Restaurant. I'm going to try microwaving a 44-ounce cup of gasoline. 44-ounce cup filled with gasoline. I think that would be kind of cool. I wonder, would it explode or would it just catch fire? I wonder what happens if you microwave gasoline. It's got to ignite. It gets hot enough, it ignites, right? Maybe not.
Yeah, it would.
I don't know. You think? If there's no metal, was this paper? In the paper enclosure, well, yeah, the paper would burn, and it would catch on fire. Yeah. Sean saying they catch microwaves on fire. Yeah, I think so. All right, we're calling somebody else. I forgot who it is. I just copied the number. I'm pasting it now in Google Voice. Let's see who it is. It's a mystery fucking call. Yay!
Woo-hoo.
Wanker's Corner Saloon.
Thank you for calling Wanker's Corner Saloon and Cafe. This is Mike. How can I help you?
Hey, Big Mike. How you doing?
Hello?
Hey, Big Mike. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good, good. Now, listen, I had a question. How many spaces do you guys have down there right now?
How many spaces?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Spaces. Like when you come down and make spaces?
Tables?
No, spaces, sir.
What's that?
Spaces.
I have no idea what you're talking about spaces. Seats? Tables?
No, spaces, man.
Don't know what you're talking about.
How much are your spaces?
Do you know, this is a restaurant and a bar.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's Wanker's, right?
Right.
Yeah, so how many...
Not sure what you mean by spaces.
You put somebody else on the phone. Put your manager on the phone, please. This is not
this
going...
is the manager, man. I don't know what you're talking
well,
about.
Well, put someone else... Is there a woman there I can talk to?
She's bartending right now, and it's really busy. What are you trying to say?
I can hold. Did he hang up? Or did he actually put me on hold? She's bartending right now. Let's call him back anyway. I don't give a fuck.
You get nothing else to do. You just might as well harass the guy.
Thank you.
Winkers in Wilsonville. This is Heather.
Yes, ma'am. I was talking to that effeminate guy over there, and he's like refused to put me through, and he hung up the phone. I mean, he said like bad words when he was hanging up the phone.
I'm sorry about I don't know.
Who's the effeminate guy?
We don't have any effeminate men that work here.
Well, who was this maybe on the phone? Do you know?
I'm really not sure. Can I help you with anything?
Yeah, well, I was making a question about how many spaces you guys had. How much were your spaces and whatnot? And you guys acting like I don't speak English or something. These are English words.
Do you mean parking spaces or tables?
No, how much are your spaces and how many do you have?
We don't have spaces. We're a restaurant and bar.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. This is Wankers, right?
Yeah.
So when I come in, I need to know how much are your spaces and stuff. I got a few people
how
that want to come in.
How much does it cost?
Now, how much are they, yeah. How much spaces?
$25.
Okay, it's $25 and that's just, I mean, is there a limit?
No. No limit.
Like a minimum to at all?
Nope.
No.
No minimum, no max, just whatever.
Is there
do
you guys automatically impose a gratuity on the check with a certain number
That's
of people?
That's entirely up to you.
But a party of more than 15. How many spaces how many spaces can we get though? We have a party of 15 people coming in.
Probably 2 or 3.
2 or 3 spaces.
Depends on how big those people are.
What do you mean?
You probably need 2 or 3 spaces for that many people, depending on how big they are.
Are you being fresh?
No, not at all.
Can you please put the manager on the phone?
Yeah.
Should we hold for the effeminate guy again?
Thank you for holding us, Michael.
Hey, yeah. You're the effeminate guy, right? That I was talking to before?
Dude, if this is a prank call, it's really not funny. If it's not a prank call...
No, are you being fresh with me, sir? I don't understand what's going on here, because I've been asking you plain English questions for quite some time now, and this woman here is, like, you know, catering to me, pandering to me, like, yeah, like, you know, at first trying to be all nice, and then she still doesn't understand what I'm saying, apparently. Like, why are you people patronizing me? What's the deal? What's your deal?
You should call back tomorrow.
Fucking asshole. I'm gonna talk to you tomorrow.
Bullshit. Call tomorrow. Call now.
You should call back tomorrow when my boyfriend's here.
It's really useless.
Thank you for calling Wayne's Corner in Wilsonville. This is Molly. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I was calling back to speak to the manager.
Okay, hold on 1 second, please.
Thank you, sir. Hey, guys, what's it sound like? Does it sound like a broken toilet?
He's actually already gone and he won't be back till the morning.
Huh?
He just left. He just got off, so he won't be back till tomorrow morning.
Is he bringing that piece with him? Because we gotta fix the toilet still. Like the toilet? It's good to call people, tell them the toilet's broken. I'm gonna put some more tea in here so I can make that noise. Oh, guys, I wish I had video feed.
Shit, there it is. That's the right mic. I would totally fucking show you this fucking thing I bought at Big Lots, man. It's this Rubbermaid pitcher, and the top, it closes down, and it's got an automatic mixer in there, so...
Why don't you get them mokers?
I put my water on there. I put my water in this pitcher, and I drop my Kool-Aid in there mix, man. And I put my Splenda in there, and then it automatically mixes it. Like, it's got this thing to mix it. You don't even have to get a spoon or anything. You just pump the thing up and down. But it's kind of low right now, so if I do it, it sounds like a broken toilet. Doesn't that sound like this reminds you of a broken toilet? Like you had to fix a toilet?
Yeah. What happened to your mugglerush?
Michael's, I got to put the player back up. That's all it is. And now it's live stream or something ridiculously, like, complicated now. The process to go in there and broadcast is way more complicated than it used to be.
But I was thinking, should we go back to, I want to have one player up. Should it be Justin TV, or should it be Mogulus, known as Livestream Now, or something else? Any ideas, any clues? Justin seems to have a pretty decent following over there.
Whatever's easier for you.
Yeah. Yeah, Nunu's saying that we should have said we wanted to come in and have a wank. All right. Good deal.
Well, they get that every day.
I'm sure they do. Hi, Jinx.
If you said that...
Hi, Jinx Towing, everybody. Hi, Jinx Towing. It's called about toilets.
I wonder if they can hear it, though.
Hey, you've reached Heising's Towing. Leave us a message after the beep, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks. Bye.
See if they call back. It's always fun. It's going to be the nasty toilet show. Let's take a look at the chat room, see what's going on in there. Hey, chat room. Yeah. White One says to call the escort for great justice. The dead's in there saying sex.
See all the new people in the chat room?
Lots of new people. That's right. And again, I didn't even promote the show. Let me do that right now. Hang on, before I forget. Hey, we are live right now over at FCCP:/Mayhems. You know what I heard was doing the live show this week was Big Neo, Big Evil Neo, was doing a show. Did you catch that?
Man. He's doing a show now on Sundays.
Yeah, Big Evil Neo doing a show.
Where at? Why at? On what?
Fat. That's what KDK always calls it. Frag Stream. What's it called? Fag Stream.
Techno Frag.
Yeah, Techno Frag Radio. Big Fat Zolar's in the house. Zolar Party Nation will be on January 12th, 2010. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to check that out. I can't fucking wait. 10 seconds away from sending out this fucking notice to everybody who I forgot to notify about the show. We're going to move on with some more numbers here. Lonesome Loser sending in numbers diligently, like a diligent little number monkey. You can send in yours too if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. My screen name is Madhouse Radio. If you're on MSN Messenger, my screen name there is madhouse@live.com. Our website is madhouselive.com. As a matter of fact, madhouselive.com. Check out the podcast while you're at it. Most importantly, subscribe to the forums. Go in there and post in the forums. There's naked pictures in there of Milkman. Milkman's bare ass having raw sex. Raw sex, everybody. Bareback Milkman.
Join. That's right. Get your special pictures of the Milkman's hot ass.
Oh, God. Hot ass. Something about this doesn't sound right.
That's right. Get me a deep inch. I got rubber sheets.
Yeah. Listen to this for a second. I got to post the message on Twitter also, and we'll move on with the show. Actually, I'll have the next prank call here. Square Apple Casino.
Deep end.
In Las Vegas.
A hair in the back of my throat. Huh?
Thank you for calling the Square Apple, your only source for live 70s, 80s, and 90s music. We are located at 1000 East Sahara, just west of Maryland Parkway. We open daily at 6 p.m. If you would like a return call, please leave a detailed message along with your name and phone number at the
home. What's casino about that? 70s and 80s music. Fuck that.
I'm going to talk to Bibi Smalls the whole time.
Aquarius Resort, this is Dolores. Hello.
Hello, woman.
Yes.
Hi. Could you please transfer me to a man?
A man?
Mm-hmm.
Any man?
Just not a woman.
I mean a man operator.
What do you do there?
I'm the hotel operator.
Uh-huh. And then what was the casino? Huh?
Now, who would you like to speak to, a casino host?
Well, I have problems with the casino, the pit boss I'd like to talk to.
Okay, so who would you like to speak to?
I'm making a complaint about the hotel operator.
Okay, hold on one second.
Okay.
I'll give you, thank you.
Thank you. Making a complaint about the hotel operator.
This is Vince at your service.
Hello. Can I have your name, please?
This is Vincent.
I'm making a complaint.
Okay.
The hotel operator was rude to me and declined me to transfer my call.
Okay, what were you trying to do?
I'm trying to speak to someone regarding the money that I lost in the casino.
One of the what?
The money that I lost in the casino.
Okay, hold on one second, okay?
What's your name?
Bit of Italy with tortellini, tortellini, lasagna, and osso buco. Only $14.99.
What?
Free beer and wine included. Get 25% off with your Ace Play card.
What's
up, man?
Win a 3-day, 2-night stay in a Sunset Suite when you enter our email sweepstakes.
Motherfucker said all you can drink beer. And they give you one beer and one wine.
Into a contest entry box located between the cafe and buffet at the Riverwalk.
Toilet beer, toilet wine.
Or register online at theaquarius.com. Come and enjoy mouth-watering specials at the Outback. Open from noon to 10 p.m. on weekdays and noon to 11 p.m.
Wow, they got an Outback there. That was fancy.
Outback Restaurant is located next to the Vineyard Ridge.
Okay, sir, I'm going to transfer you to a casino host. Okay?
Listen, is that an Outback Steakhouse or an Outback Restaurant there?
In this casino, yes.
What is it, a steak, the Outback Steakhouse?
It's the Outback Steakhouse, yes.
Like the real one?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like some invitation?
No, it's the actual Outback.
I'm going to look into that, because if it's not, then I'm going to report you and hold you responsible because you gave me bad information.
Okay, that's fine.
What's your name?
Vincent.
What's your papers?
What's that?
What's your papers?
What's my papers?
Yeah.
What's that?
Where's your papers at?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll get them from your manager. Put them on the line.
Okay.
Then use those scores to select from the getting catalog. Choose from over 600 amazing items. From home electronics to home theater, hair care to diamonds and jewels. And the best
this would be fun.
You get to keep your point.
We got a voicemail. See if it's from someone angry.
Items that are actually worth getting and only available to reward
probably some white kid.
Check with the Ace Play Center at the Aquarius Casino Resort. Call 702-298-5111 or log on...
There was an error with my request. Fuck you.
Indulge yourself with a mouth-watering menu at Windows on the River Buffet. You'll enjoy your meal.
Thank you for holding this, Kelly. How can I help?
Listen, I asked to speak specifically to a man at the beginning of my conversations to your organization.
Okay, can I get what room you're in?
No. I only give that information to a man.
Okay, well, the only manager available is myself, and I'm a woman.
Well, who's the highest-ranking gentleman there?
There isn't one on duty tonight. That would be myself.
How long have you been working for the company? I don't want to work with this, woman like that. I mean, if you don't know what's going on, you don't know how to handle situations and stuff, it's better to talk to a man.
Okay, I'm just as capable of handling any situation that any man is capable of.
That's nice, honey, that's nice. Okay, honey, that's nice. I should have drugged it out. I'll call her back.
What was her name? What was her name, folks? Does anyone remember? Kimberly, Jennifer, Jessica?
Billy?
Susie? Chocha?
I want to say Kelly.
Kelly?
You've been working for the company. I don't want to work with this, woman like that. I mean, if you don't know what's
that's
going on, you don't know how to handle situations and stuff, it's better to talk to a man.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it's Kelly.
Capable of handling any situation that any man is capable of.
That's nice, honey. That's nice. Okay, honey. That's nice.
All right, so what's a good room number to choose? Should I say 120 or something? give me an idea. We got break it. We got a voicemail here. Let's see who this came from.
Hello, this is JR with Hygiene.
Try
calling.
Something in the twos.
If you could, please give us a call back. We didn't get the whole message. You have the number. It's
okay. That's the hijinks place. Let's try to give them a call back here. That's the fucking towing.
I should have drugged it out. I'll call her back.
Fuck you, Carlito. Tell me what I should do, not do. Fuck that. We'll call the Aquarius first. I'm going to call them back. Is it Kelly, eh? Kelly it is.
To talk to the old lady at the front desk again.
The Aquarius Resort. This is Dolores at your service.
Hey, Big Dolores.
Yes, how are you?
What do you say there, tits? Hey, can you get me through to Kelly? Is her name Kelly, the polite white manager girl?
Hold on.
Hey, listen.
Yes?
Listen, remember when I told you that I didn't want to talk to a woman, not that I wanted to talk to a man?
Yeah.
But how come I ended up talking to a woman again?
I don't know.
Who's the man? Who's the manager? Tell me. I like you, Dolores. We're okay, all right? I'm sorry. I don't want to give you trouble, but is there a man that's a manager there?
At the front desk?
Anywhere. Anywhere there right now.
Let me see. I don't know, sir. I'll have to find out who's on. Hold on a minute, okay?
Well, can you give me a name of someone during the day?
Well, that's why I'm trying to, I'm going to find out for you. Hold on a second.
All right, honey.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. All right, good. We're going to find out.
Very important that you know what you're dealing with at all times, kids that are listening.
Vincent, the pit boss.
Vincent, the pit boss. This is the kid. There, we talked to the kid first, right? And I said I didn't want to talk to him. He was never a manager. He was just some kid that answered the phone. I thought, oh, God, man, I have such bad memory. Goddamn THC. Oh, we got a ring.
Office. If an employee calling off, please hang up and call PBX. Ask for the beverage manager on duty or the cafe manager on duty.
Call complete. Goodbye.
Aw.
I'm going to call back and ask for PBX or the beverage manager on duty?
It's a woman.
Aquarius Resort, this is Art. How may I direct your call?
Art, what's your deal there?
I'm sorry, sir?
Is Big Dolores there?
Dolores, may I ask us calling, please?
This is Valente. She just transferred my call, but I got cut off. She has someone specific that I needed to talk to. And I got through to the answer machine about if you're sick, and it said to call back and to ask for the beverage manager.
Okay, so you want a beverage manager?
No, I need to speak to a gentleman, like a man who's in charge. I have to make a complaint about two employees now.
Okay, one moment, please, sir.
Hey, listen.
Go ahead.
Will you transfer me to before? I want names.
Hold on 1 second, sir. Okay, just stay on the
line. I want the information. Phone's ringing back there, eh? Busy.
Michael Vivi, eh? Wish I could smoke a cigar and not have a cigar. I haven't had a cigar in so long. Since the fucking wedding. Going fucking nuts. Need fucking tobacco. I mean, keep drinking Crystal Light. No, it can't be good for me. It's gonna fuck me up something bad one day.
Was ist unser heutiges Deutschland?
What was the girl manager's name again? Kelly? Kimberly? They all sound the same to me. They all look the same.
Let me give you security, okay? One moment, please.
Kelly.
Oh, fuck me. He heard it. Heard it all. Hello? Oh, there's the music.
Corey, security.
Listen, this isn't fair.
Excuse me?
This isn't fair.
What isn't fair?
I keep getting put around and transferred around, speaking to women and all this stuff. What's going on? What's your deal?
Do you know who you're talking to?
This is Corey with security. I didn't ask for security. Why am I talking to you?
Well, who are you calling for?
This is Valente. I called to get information about some, you know, money that got misplaced that I lost. And I got transferred to a woman who treated me very rudely, and I wanted to call back and make a complaint against her. And then Dolores, who I think is, you know, has got something going on with her, this old woman. You know who Dolores is?
No.
Bless her heart. I mean, she sounds like a nice, sweet old lady, but the woman mistransferred me and I got hung up on, and apparently I'm supposed to speak to the beverage manager on duty.
Okay. The first thing that I want to ask you is, we have a centralized operator out of the Stratosphere in Las Vegas. Which hotel are you trying to contact first off?
I was speaking with Dolores, and she had all the information and all figured out. We talked for 10 minutes, she figured it out and everything.
Okay.
So are you telling me that I have to give you all this information again? Because if I do, I'm going to have a fit. Right now on the phone, I'm going to have a fit.
Well,
I'm going to get so sick. Sick to my stomach. Sick!
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Are you through?
Sick. This isn't fair. This isn't fair.
Well, I'm trying to help you, but if you're not willing to talk to me, then there's not really any reason for us to talk on the phone.
Go ahead. What do you have to say?
Well, the first thing I was trying to ask you, which property are you trying to get a hold of? I want to make sure you have the right property.
Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. The Aquarius. For the fifth time tonight, can I curse? Is that okay, or should I not curse?
No, because I'm not going to talk with you, okay?
I haven't cursed. Don't accuse me of cursing. I'm just telling you before
no,
I do.
No, I'm not going to put up with it. I'm trying to help you. You can either cooperate with me or not. At this point, I'm past caring whether you want to cooperate with me or not.
Damn it.
He was doing good.
He was doing good.
You got a little spasm of Tourette's there, Marita.
He was doing good. Damn it.
Got a little Tourette's going on.
That's a keeper.
No, but I had him going. I should have kept stringing him along. He was totally buying it, hook, line, and sinker.
The Tourette's, old man, hermano guy.
That's me having a fit. Oh, shit. I want to call back. I just...
Yep.
Call back. All right, here we go. It's on.
It's on.
Where is the sort? This is Jed. How may I direct your call?
May I speak to Dolores, please?
Dolores, who is this?
This is Valente.
One moment.
Hurry up. Yes.
I'm sorry, she's on a break right now?
It's ridiculous.
I'm sorry?
Do you know who Corey is?
Sorry?
Corey was security. I have words for him.
You want security now?
Corey for security, yeah. Because I need to make complaints, and there's no man manager there, is there? Mm-hmm.
One moment, sir. Hold on.
No, no, wait. Listen. Hey.
Yes.
What's your name?
Okay. You wanted to speak with the security, right?
No, listen, listen. What's your name?
No, what is the problem, sir? Tell me first.
I have to make complaints about employees, and I think I'm going to make a complaint about another one. So what's your name?
Okay. You got to make a complaint with who? With who? In the casino or where?
Yeah, but I've explained my story. Corey's already working with me. He said I could call him back.
He suspects, right?
You tell Corey that I'm returning his call, is what you say to him. You understand?
Okay, I'll tell him.
What's your name? Because I want to put you down now in the complaint. You're involved in the complaint.
I'm involved now?
Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Jed. My name is Jed. I'll spell it for you. J-E-D. As in dog.
Where are you from? Philippines?
That's my name. Yes. And my last name is...
I smelled that one out. You're Filipino, aren't you?
Yes.
You know how I could tell? I could tell really easily, sir.
I don't know. My accent, probably?
Yeah, whatever. Go ahead and put me through to Corey.
Okay. Thank you. What is your name, sir?
Valente.
Thank you.
All right, good. I think that's going to be a new character called Fit Man. He has fits and he just does that.
I'll talk to you when you come back.
Query security.
Ridiculous, sir. Ridiculous. Is there an address that I can write to complain, a P.O. box somewhere, where I can write a letter and complain about this horrible service that I've gotten from Corey, from the Filipino kid, from Dolores, from the snotty girl that answered the phone in the casino when I made the complaint about the money that got taken from me, and there was this other white kid called Vincent or something like that. It was a little effeminate also. It was a little jerk to me.
Well, why don't I do this to prevent
don't threaten, listen,
further run around?
The first thing is you don't threaten me. Don't you dare threaten me anymore.
You were never threatened, but I'll tell you this right now. I'm not going to talk to you. Continue, okay? You can change to how you want to deal with this by the way your attitude is with me. You've never spoke with me until the previous phone call.
Okay?
Okay. And I've tried to be polite, and I've tried to assist you. But okay. I'm not going to if you're ranting and raving and carrying on and making funny noises on the phone. Okay? Now, what I was going to suggest is why don't you talk to my supervisor,
Tourette syndrome.
And then maybe he can take whatever complaints you have about the employees that you've dealt with previously.
You know, Corey, what you think are funny noises are not that to me. It's a problem that I have.
Is, do you want to talk to the supervisor?
It's a problem that I have. They're not funny noises, sir. I've dealt with this since I was a teenager. What's with the breathing? This is horrible.
Oh, you're looking him up there, Mana.
It's not Tourette's, it's Fitz. I got the Fitz. You know, he just loved it when he picked up the phone. It's, oh my god, it's just the first thing he hears is, phew! He's like, oh no. You're going to be calling her, making fun of noises? I ain't going to talk to you. Fits are fun, that's fine. Oh, wow.
What Tourette's, dude.
Nanu says Dolores is okay. Don't. Yeah, Dolores is a sweetheart. I'm going to call Dolores back when she's back from her break. We'll wait like 15 minutes. Talk to her about... I got a feeling she'd be like... She'd be cool with us. If we talked to her about Corey. See if she knows Corey. Yeah, I should have snuck another bark in there. Incredible says. You're right. I should have. I had time to do it. Oh, my God. I was looking at some of the comments about that. About Fit Man. I'll have to call him Fit Man, but the guy's not, he's not fit. It's not like I'm fit, as in healthy. Just having psychological fits.
Yeah, right. The best name is Fitman.
Fitman. Ralph Fitman.
Jack Fitman. Yeah, Ralph Little John Jack Fitman.
Yeah. We need a better first name than Jack. It's too generic. People hear Jack will get it right. Corey. There we go. Corey Fitman. I like it. We'll take his name in honor of it. Corey Fitman. Yeah. Guy has fits. He gets angry and starts making weird noises. The first time I did it, the guy was like, what the fuck? He heard it. He was like, yeah, all quiet. It's like, if you're, and then he's like, if you're going to make fun of noises. What did I say to him? Can I curse? I asked him first. I'm being polite. Can I curse? No, no, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, no, no. Like, don't you dare curse at me. We'll call back later and see if we can get to Corey's manager. It's quite a convoluted soap opera now. It started with me losing money, talking to the pit boss. now we like this old lady Dolores. And having fits on the phone with Corey and security.
So there's a woman involved.
She's gonna take the women, right?
And that's why. If women weren't answering the phone, if Dolores and that other woman weren't answering the phone, I probably wouldn't be bothering them still. Listen! What's your name?
Donna.
I asked you that, and, you know, you didn't even say that when I was... You might pick up the phone, so I had to ask you.
No, I said it. You didn't hear it.
Okay. Is there a man that I can speak to?
A who?
A man.
A man?
Yeah.
What department?
Like, that answers the phones?
There's only one operator.
Is that you?
Yes, sir.
When is there a man who's the operator? Like, later tomorrow or something?
No, there's no men here that work in the operator department.
I mean, are you good? I mean, how long have you been doing it for?
8 years.
I mean, you're pretty good. Do you mess up? You ever do the wrong numbers and stuff?
Sometimes.
Of course, because you're a woman.
Right.
Because you're a woman?
No, not because I'm a woman, because we make mistakes sometimes.
All right, listen, I got a problem.
What?
I came in and I lost a sum of money.
In the hotel?
Mm-hmm, in the casino.
What'd you put? Okay.
All right, so I don't know if I should talk to security or the pit boss or what. Like, where
you mean you actually lost it? Not like in the machine. You mean?
No, I lost it. I lost money. You know, lost the money.
Oh, wow. Okay, no, I'll give you security. Hold on, okay?
Who's the guy there?
I'm not sure who's in charge of security right now, but I'll turn you over to their dispatcher.
I never got your name.
Donna.
All right, Donna. Bye, honey.
Okay.
Thank you, honey.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Play poker. Pick the... Yeah, she wants it. She wants it, guys.
Security control, Officer Shane.
God, lower your voice, first of all. What is your deal?
Who is this?
Why are you talking so loud?
I'm not. Hello?
Can you lower your voice a little bit, please?
Yeah, I am.
You still haven't lowered your voice at all?
Yes, I'm there.
Hello?
Control copy.
Control?
Yeah, we got attacked by the security. No, we lost a stream.
That's it.
Looks like it's back now.
That's
good.
AT&T security.
We lost some listeners because of that. Sorry, guys, we got it back. If you know anybody who doesn't know about that, let them know. Chat room, etc. Let them know. Back. So I don't know how much of that prank call you guys heard. It was pretty good. Another security call. Talked weird. The guy's got our number, and he'll be calling us back, apparently. And that's fine because we utilize the Google Voice system. We got a transcript not available here. Apparently someone did not leave a message. So still waiting on a call back from this guy. Yeah, definitely going to have to try calling back to that other casino from earlier also. The Aquarius. Mark that down. Aquarius.
Yeah, called Doris.
Was it the Aquarius that I was called? Yes, it was the Aquarius. And then just now we called Fitzgerald's, okay? And that was fun also. We're waiting on a call back from Fitzgerald's. All right, El Dorado Casino's next here. Or we can do Greek. Let's go Greek now. Got enough of the casinos right now.
Chris, can I help you?
Hey, Big Chris, how you doing?
Hey, what can I do for you?
Hey, listen, I need to make a complaint.
Okay.
I ordered something specifically, and I got something totally different.
Now, what did you order?
I don't know. So my friend had told me there was this stuff called Malacca, and I obviously got something completely different.
I'm confused.
I ordered Malacca. My friend told me to order Malacca, that it was this stuff that was good. I got something like lamb,
Nothing sweet, nothing like that at all, so... Like, what's the deal?
I don't know.
Can I get an order for that? Kevin, are you still serving food? Like, can I still order that?
Yeah.
But someone obviously got my order wrong, so... Like...
Let me have you talk to Dimitri.
Who?
It sounds pretty American. I don't hear any good Greek music.
Yeah, I know. Well, before they did, they had something. Well, that's Greek.
Well, there's some bazookies or something.
No, it's Greek. It's the woman singing is singing in Greek. It's a modern Greek song.
Hello?
Is this a woman?
No, I'm a drag queen. What do you want?
Excuse me? Someone messed up my order, and why are you talking to me like that?
Who messed up your order?
I'm Christian, and I don't appreciate being talked to. Are you being fresh? What kind of place is this? I thought this was, like, you know, legitimate place.
Who messed up your order? I don't even know who you are. Someone just handed me the phone.
Well, I understand why you said you're a drag queen. Like, what's that? What's that about? What are you trying to say? Are you into this?
I was joking. You asked me if I was a woman.
Could I ask to speak to the manager?
I'm the owner.
Oh, my God. No wonder.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did he say that got you so upset?
I made an order that got messed up. The man messed up my order. He gave me this lamb dish instead of what I ordered, what my friend told me
to
order.
What did you order?
My friend is from Kos in Greece.
Right.
Okay. He's from there. He works with me in the pizza place. He told me to order, and he wrote it down. Hang on. He said it's sweet. He said sweet. Malaka, M-A-L-A-K-A, and then what I got was like meat.
He called you Malaka?
No, he said that to order this, that it's from his island, in Kos, in Greece, that the Malaka.
Wait,
he
Malaka
said,
is
sweet
a very
Malaka.
Word.
No, but I don't understand. I made that order, I ended up with lamb or something, and this guy's refusing to, like, you know, take care of the problem. Like, I want this... to get this straight out, like, I want the food, but I'm not going to pay again. I'm not eating this.
No, that's
this
fine.
Isn't...
I'll refund your money.
Well, what's this isn't
name?
What I ordered.
What did you order? We have nothing on our menu that has that name.
The name
Malaka means something very bad.
I don't mind. I mean, if it... I don't care that if it's an ethnic food. If it, you might think that it tastes bad because you may not be Greek. But my friend is from Greece, and he says that it's a good thing. So I don't appreciate, first of all, you making presumptions because things are different, that it don't taste good. Because you're not, you know, this is not standard American food maybe that you're used to. My friend's from Greece, you understand?
So are we.
Well, you're obviously joking around. You're making jokes about drag queen.
You asked me if I was a woman.
Well, I mean, obviously, you see the situation we're in, the kind of, you know, seriousness that you have on the phone.
When did you come and pick up your order?
Can I talk to the owner, or, like, the manager? Like, the person?
You were talking to the manager.
But who's in charge?
I am.
Is there another, like, a man there, like, who's the manager instead of you?
No, you were talking to the manager.
But there's someone else I could talk, like a man that I could talk to, right? Because maybe he'll understand me better than you.
He doesn't understand English.
Does he speak? Because I can get my friend on the phone. He's from Greece.
What did you order and when did you pick it up?
I ordered M-A-L-A-K-A is what he wrote down here.
We don't have that. We don't have that.
No, wait a minute, because when I called in, the person said, oh, yeah, we got it, and then I ended up with this.
Not at this restaurant.
It most definitely was this restaurant. I'm kind of wishing now that it wasn't. This is a bad restaurant. It's a bad restaurant. Bad food and bad people here. Bad people come here, too, from a bad place.
Okay. I'm sorry you feel that way. When did you pick up the order?
It's a shame that you people are going off like you're Greek food, authentic Greek food, when you're not. And there's real Greek people. There's real Greek people out there who are trying to make a living and have their own. They have the trying to make a living and have their own businesses. And people,
where the hell are you, man?
People like you come from other places and imitate and don't give the decent food and don't give the right food that you're supposed to give.
What are you talking about?
Who's this?
This is Spiro, man. You own the place.
See, I've been tossing.
Where the hell are you?
Listen, I've been asking to talk to you for quite some time. I want your name. I want
come
your.
Come over here, see me, man.
Listen.
If you want to talk on the phone? What the hell are you talking about?
Take down my information.
I can't see your face. Come over here and see me.
You people
okay?
messed up my order again.
Let me tell you one thing, okay? If you have a problem, come and see me. I'll take care of you, okay?
You're threatening me?
So.
Are you threatening me?
No. I'm just telling you, come and see me and talk to me like a person to person. On the phone, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I have so many people coming here.
Listen, I made an order and I got the wrong
thing. What's your name?
This is Valente.
Valente?
Now listen, I made an order for this food
and
I got something else.
Under what's name?
You're the what?
I got a computer over here. I got everything.
You messed up my shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You messed up my shit. You put the wrong food in there.
Listen, whatever the hell your name is, we don't sell shit here, man. It's good food.
You know what you fed? You know what you were supposed to feed me?
Yeah.
Malacca is what you're supposed to do. I think that's what you are.
Okay, Malacca, we don't have that over here. Malacca, you're Malacca. Okay?
What's that mean? What's that supposed to mean?
You're Malacca.
You're Malacca.
You're the Malacca. Okay? So, you don't know what you're talking about. So, do me a favor. Come and see me. If you got whatever you got, come and see me and talk to me face to face.
You're pusties.
All right?
Pusties. Huh? Pusties.
Man, you're fucking crazy. I'm sorry to tell you that. But if you talk to people on the phone like that, you're crazy, man. You go to Harbor View.
Buddy. They kicked you out of the Greek Navy because you're a pussy. Yeah, it is.
You're crazy.
Pussies means gay. So I told him that he's a gay.
You're crazy, pussy.
You're crazy.
You come over and talk to my face so I could see your face. I could take care of you.
You like making fun of Greek people a lot, huh, Milkman? You like that? Do you like that?
I like a malacca.
Uh-huh.
That's a very sweet
people
dish.
People on the phone like that, you crazy, man.
Quiet.
You go to Harbor View.
They kicked you out of the Greek Navy because you're a pussy.
What did he say? You go to Harbor. All right. Malacca, everybody. Malacca.
My first pleasure is to make from the Greek people, apparently.
Did Carlito check his voicemail yet? I was listening to the big girl prank, the escort. The big girl. The big girl prank? Oh, did we have one? Yeah, we had one recently where I was like, yeah, I want a big girl. Are you a big girl?
You like that?
I remember that, yeah.
Do you like that?
That was pretty good. You remember that? It was like a escort, and I was like, yeah, I want to talk to a big girl. She's like, well, I'm kind of big. She called back. They got their biggest girl to call back. She's like, I'm kind of big. She's like, I'm kind of big. And like, she told me her like dimensions, and she wasn't really that big. And I started saying like she was really big, and she got offended and upset. That's really fucking rude to her. And at the end, she's like, don't you fucking waste my fucking time. Don't you call back this number? She said some shit like that. Nene wondering what Pusties is. Pusties is gay.
Oh man. I wasn't not.
Yeah. Milkman, stop doing that, please. Milkman, I'm going to meet you if you do it again. Okay? Baz, and you were right. I should have asked him for a bucket of boners.
On radio, they have a mute button for stuff like that.
Yeah. Good. Tuck, you get a gold star for that. Good point. That's right. You listen to Tuck, Milkman. You don't make fart and you don't make burp on the phone, on the microphone. You put it in mute and you move your bowels.
You're the Malacca.
You know what? Tuck's a Malacca.
I think
it was kind of creepy.
You are the Malacca.
Nunu sending in a number, he says, damn it. Lonesome Loser sending in good numbers tonight. Thanks, man. We're having fun. We're having a good time. I might just stay on late, motherfuckers. I might just do that test tomorrow at work on my lunch break. Fuck it. Let's keep going.
Yeah!
All right. Terrible Town. We get the Terrible Town Casino and Bowl. A Latina woman answered there. But first, I say we should try to call Big Dolores.
You gonna call Doris back since she's back from break?
Dolores. You know what Dolores means? It's Spanish for pains. I don't get it.
Oh, I thought it was like mouthwash, Lavoris.
I think it's supposed to be like the pain of Jesus and the crucifixion. That's where it comes from. Dolores. I'm gonna tell her name is pain.
Aquarius Resort, this is Rose. How may I direct your call?
Where's Big Dolores?
Pardon me?
Big Dolores.
Big Dolores?
Yeah.
What is that, sir?
There's some woman there named Dolores. Answers the phone.
I'm on a call right now. Can I help you with something?
No, because I'm returning her call.
Okay, hold on, sir.
What's your name?
My name is Rose.
Is this... You're kind of rude.
Sir.
What?
Pardon me?
I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on 1 second while I transfer your call.
All right, honey.
She was short with you.
We can transfer the beverage station again.
Hotel operator Dolores at your service.
Dolores, oh my god. I had Rose on the other line and she was totally bumming me out, man. Oh, she's ridiculous. You work with her?
What can I help you with, sir?
Listen, you were supposed to get me through before to Corey. You remember that guy, Corey? Remember? You know Corey Insecure... Yeah, Core Insecurity. Hello, why are you sound so far away?
Go ahead, sir. Core Insecurity,
okay,
yes. Well, would you like me to put you there?
No, no, no. What's his deal, though? Like, do you know what he looks like?
No, sir.
You
I
never...
have no idea. I am the hotel operator. I don't see anyone.
He's kind of a jerk, though. I mean, have you had complaints about him before?
No, sir.
I think he is like a jerk, right? He sounds like it.
What can I do for you?
Well, no, because you seem pretty cool, so, like, I was making these complaints. I was writing up a complaint list.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'll take you off the list. I had you on. Remember I told you I was going to make a complaint about you when we first talked, like, an hour ago? But I don't want you to get in trouble, so I'm just saying, I'm not going to put you in the complaints that I'm making.
Okay, thank you. What else can I do for you now?
Are you upset at me? I thought we were cool.
No, we are cool.
Okay.
What can I do for you now, okay? Where do you want me to send you now?
Where did you go? What did you do on your break? Did you smoke?
No, I don't smoke.
Where did you go to? Did you get coffee? Hello?
Sir, what can I do for you?
Did you make toilet?
Where would you like to go now?
Did you make toilet?
Sir.
Okay, let me talk to the Kelly in the casino.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome.
Toilet. Crazy woman, Cena.
Dude, you sound like a Cheech and Chong. Thank you.
Sister
Mary Elephant.
Sister Mary Elephant.
Shut up!
Milkman, quiet.
Thank you.
There's some talk in the background there. I was trying to listen.
Aquarius Casino Resort. All right. Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Kelly.
Yes.
Listen. I don't want to have to put you in this complaint that I'm making for the company.
Uh-huh.
You know? You were rude to me. You were disrespectful to me. So I'm coming to you and I'm giving you an opportunity as a man to apologize like a man right now for being mean. For being rude,
mm-hmm.
And for hanging up the phone on me.
I need to know who you are.
This is Valente.
Who?
Valente.
How How do you spell the name?
V-A-L-E-N-T-E. Valente.
And is that your last name?
No, just Valente. That's Valente's good.
No, I need to know what room you're in.
I'm just concerned that, you know, people could take it out. Take it out on me.
Take what out on you?
That I'm making this complaint. That, you know, I'm so...
I need to know what room you're in so I can...
Listen, my wife is gonna kill me when she finds out.
Okay, well, I need to know what room you're in, sir.
My money got taken. But what if my wife finds out?
Then let me call security.
But Corey and security, and you know, can you conference me? Do you have conference?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you conference with Corey and security, please?
Corey and security?
Yes.
Okay, hang on one second.
On a Charlie's Boulder.
Sir, there is no Corey in security.
You know, that's a Lord of Horse stuff, because I was just talking to Corey. I had a long conversation with Corey about some stuff that's going on, and I don't appreciate it, ma'am.
Okay, I'm just letting you know there is no Corey working, and I can't go by Valente. I need to know what room you're in.
When you have, do you have a computer machine? Maybe you don't know. Do you know how to use it?
Are you insulting me? Am I capability of this? Because
well,
now you're being rude.
I just, you know, I've been going around and around in circles here, and I still don't get answers. But I mean,
you're not giving anybody information. You're not giving me information as to what room you're in, or you're just giving me Valente. I can't help you with Valente. I need to know what room you're in.
But let's call a spade a spade. How many Y chromosomes do you have?
Okay, this conversation's ending. You can take my name and you can put it in whatever...
I can shove it up my ass? How rude of you. I'm writing that down.
I didn't say that. This phone conversation's being recorded.
I'm recording it too. I have permission. But you don't have my permission to record a conversation.
Seriously, though, guys.
Mr. Pittman.
Let's call a spade a spade. All right, I want to hear that line again. Let's call a spade a spade.
You're not giving anybody information. You're not giving me information as to what room you're in, or you're just giving me Valente. I can't help you with Valente. I need to know what room you're in.
But let's call a spade a spade. How many Y chromosomes do you have?
Okay, this conversation's ending. You can take my name and you can put it in whatever...
I can shove it up my ass? How rude of you. I'm writing that down.
I didn't say that. This phone conversation's being recorded.
I'm recording it too. I have permission. But you don't have my permission to record a conversation.
All right, that's true. She does not.
Good job, Mr. Fitman.
So is that not the place with Corey? Was Corey the other... Now I'm confused. Now I forget. Now I don't know what's what. Imagine that. Let me go back. I could have sworn it has to be, because remember I was talking about Dolores too. Unless it was Fitzgerald was the one where the show crashed. Or I kept fucking with a guy, but I was supposed to get a call back from there and I haven't yet.
Yeah, I think you need to call him back, Aquarius or something like that.
Aquarius is the one we just called. Corey's gone.
Oh, okay.
That's funny though. Don't get Dolores kind of upset. Alright, Milkman sending in a number for Miss Carshall from Richmond Hill. She's 62 and the worst driver in the world. What are your sources, Milkman?
Yeah, from Nunu.
Okay, good.
That's Nunu.
Okay, good. Why is she the worst driver? Did she have an article that Nunu read?
I don't know. You didn't give me specifics. You've been bugging the hell out of me here for a while.
Nunu has a boil on one of his tests, on his ball sack, he was telling me earlier today.
Yeah. Yeah. He said it's Guy Fawkes Day or night in the UK, and he was a real hothead in the end.
Okay. Alright. Alright. EFES Turkish Cuisine. Let's call them and talk shit about the Greeks. There was up for that. And we'll get to that, Milkman. Don't worry.
Milkman and Nunu.
Fuck you, big motherfucker.
Ryan,
terminate the call, please.
It ain't gonna work. I ain't gonna fly, bitches. Okay. Bengal Tiger, East Indian Cuisine, Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, I need to make an order, please.
Okay, sure. What do you like?
I like the chicken tandoori.
Tandoori chicken, okay.
Uh-huh.
I like only breast or... Do you like chicken tikka or tandoori
I like,
chicken?
Yeah, chicken. Chicken spaces.
Breast?
How many spaces come with that?
Okay, hold on, tempe.
Oh, stupid.
How
many spaces come with the chicken?
How many pieces?
Spaces.
So, what types of chicken?
Tandoori chicken, how many spaces are in it?
Tandoori chicken, it has a two leg and two thigh chicken, four pieces.
Four. How many?
I said four.
And then you make an order. Are you taking on the order or have to go through the guy?
I'm going to take the order.
All right, one chicken tandoori.
Okay.
One four.
I'm sorry?
One four.
One four?
Uh-huh.
What that? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
One chicken tandoori.
I got it.
One,
what else?
One four.
What?
Four. Four. Huh? Hello?
Yes.
And one banchan.
You are a motherfucker. You know that?
No.
Yes. Do you forget me? I fucked last night your mom.
How many fathers do you have?
You have. I'm your father. What are you talking about?
You have five fathers? How many?
Yeah. Your mother has your five husbands. You know that? Motherfucker.
Don't curse. Please, don't curse. Okay? Can I still get that fuck? Hello, Mancho. Mancho.
All right, that was fun.
That was a good one.
I heard a breaking dishes in the back room.
Yeah, what's it? It's just some guy's pounding meat in the back or something. You're cutting onions.
Yeah, they're chopping them
in the back, are you like... Hello? Jeez. Well, that was funny. He got pretty angry there. Did you hear that one, Milkman? Oh, my God, that was funny. It's probably too late to catch
that. That was classic, dude.
He hesitated, and then goes, you motherfucker! Yeah, it's way too late. Here's that noise. Oh, you hear the music in the background? Did you hear the music? It was like...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good, man. We're having a good night tonight. No, I hung him up.
Oh, you're listening to the playback.
I was listening to the playback, yeah. I was trying to get him in time to see if I could hear him see a motherfucker out of like he did. But I couldn't. Wasn't quick enough. Got a new keyboard I'm using here. Got it last week. 2 weeks ago, though.
Actually. Sounds good, man.
The keyboard sounds good. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Incredible saying couscous.
Oh, man. It's like a one of those high-level Casios or something.
Couscous keyboard. Man. Couscous almic is that's Arabic for your mother's cunt. Supposed to be. Apparently, didn't we get lectured last week for like 10 minutes by some guy from Turkey or something? So then we call somebody and I said, couscous almic, it's like, you're so stupid. Like, he lectured me while couscous was from Africa or something like that. I forgot what it was. Didn't that happen a few shows ago? Right at the beginning?
Yeah, so couscous is a type of pasta they have in the Middle East.
Yeah, but C-U-S-C-U-S means cunt, and almic means your mother. So that I did have an ex-girlfriend who was from Egypt, and she had told me that. That was a common curse in Egypt, at least. It was couscous olmec is your mother's cunt. And you just go up and say, hey, your mother's cunt. Your mother's cunt. Alrighty. That was really funny. Well, I really want to hear that call again.
Man, we had to call him back sometime.
Yeah. I'm glad we didn't have a crash in the moment. 98 point mouth. We don't have enough time to call Russia. We got like 43 cents left of credit. I could re-up it, though. Because that $10 lasted me like a month. We called the shit out of Russia and Vietnam and stuff.
Is it worth it to call Russia, though?
Well, that guy in Russia was kind of good. We had a lot of fun with Iran.
Yeah, but
last week, actually, Iran wasn't that good. The week before was. We had that one hotel where they were kind of funny.
That was a regular answer machine, and when you get those, you always make that attempt, try to hack into it. We've done that before a few times, and it's been a while, though.
Always tried to crack.
You do, like, all ones, all twos, all threes, all zeros, one, two, three, four.
Then you start patterns, yeah.
Zero, 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 zero. And then after you get in,
7, 8, 9.
If you're lucky enough that you catch it, it confirms when it beeps back at you. Then you got to know what the menus are. A lot of the really old ones don't tell you.
Outgoing message.
Yeah. Wrist is bothering me. I don't know what that means.
Oh, that's me. From basing that turkey earlier, wasn't it?
Yeah,
hi.
All right. Alright, this is one of the songs, it sounds cool at first, but it gets to be very maddening after a while. Let's change that. There we go, it's a little better. That one's way too like, dun 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 dun, doo doo doo, over and over again. Alright, Passand Indian Cuisine, let's see if they're open. No, that's the one we just tried, fuck. We'll do the Clay Oven Indian Restaurant then. Let's try to order pho again.
Someone was commenting in the chat about your beach, and do you make them or did you find them somewhere?
Did I make the what? The beats? This is your MF Doom. I got you now. MF Doom. Yeah. MF Doom. Andy, who used to co-host a show with me, good friend of mine, he had some of MF, he had like a few MF Doom regular albums. And MF Doom is like, he makes a lot of beats and he releases them like in CDs. He even has a box set of them all. And all his albums, he releases the instrumental versions of a lot of stuff, of all this stuff. And he's got instrumentals of rap, like songs he hasn't even used yet. Like in 2 years later, you'll finally hear an album come out with him with that beat, finally rapping over it with someone else, like from Wu-Tang Clan or something. So anyway, it's MF Doom. He goes by Doom only now. He had an album that came out, in the spring. Called Born Like This. It was pretty good. We played that when it came out that week. I got it. Anyway, yeah, MF Doom. Check him out. His instrumental ones are the ones that are called Special Herbs. I think there's up to like 10 albums right now. And I got a torrent with all his stuff. All of his, you know, instrumentals that he's made. Gotten tons and tons of them. And yeah, I've been playing them for like since like 2006. There's so many of them that I just put them in a random loop and just play them during the show. Yeah, if I hear the dumb one, I usually fast forward it, go to the next track. That's when you hear a song start, I'm like, ah, God, I'll pass it. Let's see what this is. This one is called Dragon's Blood Resin. Yeah, not bad. And then the other ones that I use are from Dan the Automator. He hasn't had a lot of stuff come out lately, but Dan the Automator is pretty good with instrumental stuff. And he's a pretty good producer also. He's been involved in a lot of projects at the Gorillaz.
Dan the Automator.
Dan the Automator Nakamura. I think he's Japanese, Milkman. You might be into him. Check him out. I think he's half Japanese. All right. Clay Oven Restaurant, I said I was going to call.
like I should go to bed. End the show already, but we're having too much fun tonight.
Good evening, Clever. May I help you?
Hello. Fuh. Hello.
Yes?
Fuh. I want to make an order. Is it too late?
No, no problem. To go?
Yeah, well, I mean, do you deliver?
Or deliver, what would you like?
Because if you deliver them, I'm just a little paranoid of ethnic people coming to my house, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what would you like to have then?
Americans. I'll go there and get it.
Okay, to go, right?
Yeah, sure.
What is your phone number?
407-459-4534.
Put in pistachio ice cream, mango ice cream.
All right, so just to recap, so far we got lawn bread, right, from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We got the two chickens right now, too, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, then what he wrote down, let me get this paper here. He stepped out. But, all right. Ban Chod. B-A-H-N, and then C-H... O-D.
No, we don't have that one.
Why not?
I don't know. What is it? Ben Chop?
Yes.
No. Do you have a website access?
No.
You don't have our menu?
Well, he told me what to order. He said Ben Chop.
No, we don't have nothing like that, no.
Where are you from?
Excuse me?
Where are you people from?
From Punjab?
No, you're not, because you don't have these foods. You don't have understand the food, because this man said that he's from India.
No, but it's not, we don't have nothing like that.
Can I speak to the manager, or like an Indian person?
Sure.
The Indian. I want to talk to Indians only. Hey, we lost the stream, but we're back now. You didn't miss much, guys. MST3 Clay, I don't know which one it is that you're talking about. I'm looking at the history of the chat. 70s instructional short opening from AIT in Canada. One that I don't know. Let me go to my recently played. I'll play them now, and I'll tell you what they are.
All right, folks, it is 12:17 a.m. Should we plod through? Should we continue? What are your options? I got the guys on mute. Oops, I'm sorry. Hang on. Let me unmute yous. All right. That wasn't as fun. That Banshee call was not as fun. We're going to pass on Indians from now. We got some Chinese, including the Porto Call Chinese Buffet in Las Vegas. I'm sure they're open. Shanghai Garden Restaurant, Big Johnson Highway and Gas. We talked about those quite some time ago. We got a lot of numbers here from England that have come through. It is nice and early over there right now.
My voicemail is incredible, said.
Voicemail from Incredible? Fine. It better be good. Let's see. See if I can get that here.
Yeah, there it is.
Hey, Carlito. This is Jessica. I'm the biggest fan of your show. And oh my god, when I watch it, I'm just like, oh my god, and I'm playing with my son. And fucking, oh man, look at it. Oh my god.
Okay, fuck it! Alright, man, that's cool. Kick ass. Yeah, Milkman enjoy that one. Milkman's over there right now, like, oh.
Hi.
Yeah, Milkman, this person's in California. You might want to hook up. I mean, hey. Any port in the storm, eh? My friend. Port in the storm, eh? Hey. Yeah, man, don't be bad. Don't feel bad.
It's good that he's giving you and Milk credit, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, hey guys, I gotta take a break.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.